Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. We will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat, or just because they're a Republican, and you voted that way your entire life, maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there who are working for your benefit, and we are going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them. We're going to ask them questions. We're going to let you ask them questions. And we're going to be discussing education system, the military, science, music, sports, oh, and healthcare. Do you have it? Do you need it? Are your 26-year-olds still on the family health care plan? Or, as the regressive party says, Obamacare. We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word. And everything from the cities, counties, state, nation, the entire world. So sit down and get a pencil, paper, and take this graduate education experience. And we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
Schedule a full show today, but I'm having such major problems with UVerse and Skype. It's unbelievable. I couldn't plan anything for the show today because I've been down all day. I had 7 guys out here today trying to figure out what the problem is with the Skype and UVerse. And then the power went out. Now, they're building homes about 1,500 feet from my house. We don't know if this is a problem. Hey, we've been living there. AT&T's putting new wiring in. They put a new modem, a brand new modem, the BGW320. It takes up less room. It's sleek and whatnot. And, hey, they now have brought in a power supply just to run the internet and the television UVerse system on it. So we're going to see if this is the problem. So they are checking out the system now. But I thought I had to get on and explain to my listeners why I haven't been on in the last couple of weeks off and on. And it's because I have not had the problem. I've had problems with the equipment. UVerse and AT&T, and now power. It's been a fiasco over there. They're building 7 homes about 1,500 feet from me, down a block that goes left to right from me, and Robinson Church Road, and they are really doing a major, this has been unbelievable. So I'm hoping that everything, they tell me they are hopeful that everything will be secured by Sunday, where we can do a catch-up shows. But as anybody's seen, the bits that this moron armed man in the White House put on the other night. I'm telling you, it gets worse and worse. We are only 11 days from getting rid of this moron. 11 days. And as Don Lemon said, don't let the corona get you. We have now more people have the coronavirus in a month than ever. What box? Oh, gosh. Now something else has happened. Anyway, I tell you, this has become a major, major enterprise over here. But I just want to let you know, the COVID tens in Florida, cases per day, there have been 29,986 cases in the last 2 weeks per day. That's up 26% in the last 2 weeks. Remember what the orange man said? We're rounding the curve. Then he said, in Texas, 5,444 per day in the last 2 weeks. That's up 16%. Then in Arizona, 898 per day in the last 2 weeks. That's up 55%. Now, I don't know what this man is looking at. I don't know what fictional TV show the Orange Man is looking at. But he's looking at the wrong television show. And the writers that are doing his show need all to be fired, because we know it's not a TV show. This is real life. And the man is full of shit. We understand that he's full of shit. But what can we say? When you're full of shit, you're full of shit. This has become a major, major fiasco. I am going to be back on Sunday, and we're going to go into these numbers in depth. But by Sunday, I think there's going to be a major, major change in everything that's going on. And I want everybody to be aware of what is happening in the world with this man. I want everybody to be aware of what has been going on with this fiasco that this man has been trying to perpetrate on the American public. He just lies. He lies about lies. That's the real problem. He lies about lies. His lies have lies. His lies have lies. What are we to do? How soon can we get him out of the White House? We will never know. We will never, ever know. The problem is, It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And ladies and gentlemen, I just haven't the stomach to bring people back around where we are. And matter of fact, I can't even get my system up here, what we're trying to do. I can't even get my system up. I don't know what we're doing here. This is becoming such a fiasco now. I can't even adjust my studio. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. We are going to have a show on Sunday, which I hope that we'll be back in order. And I'm hoping that everybody will be better off than they are today. Until that time, ladies and gentlemen, I enjoyed being with you to show. They give me the HEVO. I have to get off because they're going to disconnect the system. Okay, everybody, I'll see you back at 3 o'clock, I hope, Sunday. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.